Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're finishing up our study of Psalm chapter 26. And ultimately, Psalm 26 points us to Jesus. David's plea for vindication finds its perfect fulfillment in Jesus Christ, who alone lived with complete integrity. Because Jesus was vindicated in his resurrection, we can share in his vindication by faith. His righteousness becomes our righteousness. The Spirit who empowered his sinless life now indwells us to help us walk in increasing faithfulness. And so the goal isn't man's applause, but God's approval. And in Christ, that approval is absolutely secured. Here are three ways that you can take this devotional with you in prayer today. Thank you, Jesus, for being my perfect righteousness. Fill me with your Spirit to walk faithfully, and keep my eyes fixed on eternal vindication, not fleeting praise. Here are two different types of people that you can pray for today. Rama Bakchung and his family, our national changemakers in Myanmar, and also the Kron Western LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of the Ivory Coast and Liberia. One last thought. Our vindication before God is not earned, but given, secured fully in Jesus Christ. So rest in his finished work and live from that victory.